it could certainly be overwhelming. Ted is such a giant. After serving 40 years as president of the agency and being here several years longer than that. But I'm so grateful to him for his leadership. I've worked at TAP for 27 years, so I'm very familiar with the culture at TAP. And Ted was such a great leader. The model for leadership that he gave was to allow directors and vice presidents, I was a senior vice president, allow us the space to do our job, to create new things, to, you know, lead our own programs and budgets. So it wasn't as difficult as I thought. Nobody can replace Ted. I'm certainly not going to try. I'm just going to keep being who I am, and that's the most comfortable thing for me. We have a great group of top-level leaders. I mean, the agency is strong in its 340-plus staff members, but the upper-level staff, very experienced, very dedicated to the agency, very skilled, and capable of doing their jobs day by day, which makes my job less difficult.
Annette, did you see yourself in this role?
That was never a goal of mine. I started TAP 27 years ago in a temporary position as a summer youth counselor. And I always say I gave people enough opportunity to let me go, but they chose to keep me. And so I found this to be home. It's a place where I have grown as an administrator. An agency that I love with a great mission. We're doing a lot of great work throughout the 11 jurisdictions that we serve, and we're going to continue to do that.
What would you, you know, in a nutshell, Annette, if people say, what does TAP do, how would you describe what you guys do in a nutshell?
Well, we help individuals and help families achieve individual and economic stability. Through a number of means, we have over 30 programs, and they're all designed to have the family and individuals stay strong through education, through housing, through safe housing, not just securing housing, because we serve homeless individuals, but also in safety ways by through domestic violence services, as well as weatherized homes to help people reduce their energy cost. We just do a number of things that I would say comprehensively meeting the needs of the families.
The agency is called Total Action for Progress. Are we making progress here in the not only the Roanoke Valley but the other jurisdictions in that as far as, you know, tackling poverty and finding people jobs and better education and better family situations? Are we making progress?
We are making tremendous progress. TAP serves 1,000 preschool children through its Head Start program, Early Head Start and Head Start each year, helping young people, children go on to kindergarten, and their success rate is at being prepared for kindergarten is around 87%, passing the PALS exam. That's a test that's given to preschoolers to see if they're ready to go into kindergarten. Our education and employment training programs through This Valley Works graduated over 700 individuals who found jobs or who completed certain certifications and maybe went on to post-secondary education. We've weatherized hundreds of homes. Each year, this year alone, we have surpassed what we've done in the past, helping people with free tax services. So we have brought close to $1 million into this region, into the homes of the people that we are serving with free tax services, with the earned income tax credits. So I would say yes, most definitely we are making an impact.
That's talk with the new President and Chief Executive Officer for Total Action for Progress, Annette Lewis. Do you think people really realize how diverse TAP is? I mean, over the years, you've spun off businesses and set up new nonprofit social service agencies. Do you think people realize how widespread TAP has been over the years?
You know, I think that is an area where we continue to try to do a better job getting the word out about all of the things that we do. Last year, we hired a communication specialist to help us get the word out in the community. We have spun off so many agencies, the Food Bank, Feeding America being one, Radar, Transportation Services, CHIP. TAP has had its imprint or hand in hundreds of enterprises across the region. But, you know, those agencies go on to be very, very strong and effective in our community, which makes us very, very proud. We'll continue to do things like that and start other initiatives that will make an impact. But we do the best we can to share our story. And we thank the news media. We thank WFIR for partnering with us to let people know how important the services are that we provide. And I think as long as we continue to do that and continue to do a quality service, I think TAP's name will continue to be out in the community.
How are you funded, Annette? And is that something that's a constant battle every year?
We are funded. We have about a $20 million budget, federal, state, local, foundation funds are how we operate. We are certainly always looking at ways to diversify our funding, not just through grant sources, but also through funding or finding streams or enterprises that will help us to grow our discretionary pot of money. We're going to have a huge signature event, 4th of July, Hope Revolution. That is going to be great. It's going to be a way to help us to, raise some discretionary resources. So those programs are things that we can't do because there aren't any grant funds out there to do them will help us to help more people.
You're on your second term on the school board. How is that insight into the school system in the city, and that how has that sort of helped you here? Has it given you some insight as to what you need to do here at TAP?
Well, TAP has always had a very strong relationship with Roanoke City Schools and the other school systems. Serving on the Roanoke City School Board has been helpful and insightful in seeing some of the issues that are faced, particularly with a large population of free and reduced lunch students as well as homeless students. It just reiterates how important our job is to help people get the education that they need and the jobs that they need so that they can be self-supporting and have a roof over their heads.
What's at the top of your to-do list?
Well, there are three initiatives that I have. Again, I'm so fortunate to be in a position that Ted Edlich was in for so many years. So the agency is strong. I am focused on increasing our partnerships, collaborations, working more closely with other agencies so we can meet the needs of those who are less fortunate. I am interested in innovations, finding new ways to do what we do, as well as a new way to raise discretionary funds. And third, I am interested in continuation, strengthening our infrastructure so TAP will continue to be a leading community action agency in the state and in the country.